Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Wright, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so grateful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me. They are appreciated. I thank the Lord for the broadcast and the daily bread, as it's so encouraging and good food for the soul. It's good edifying preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. Just keep on preaching, as the saints do need you. May the Lord help the saints to stand fast and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless all the saints everywhere, and Maranatha.
You know they're going to go to church today? Yes. Hallelujah. The thing about honoring someone, it has to be honor in their estimation. Everybody understand what I'm saying? We like to honor folk, but in our estimation. If it's in your estimation, then it don't honor them. If we would honor God, you know, in our estimation, we just go seek our own and say, oh, yeah. But see, the honor of God is to honor him according to his definition. His Christmas don't honor God. Absolutely. Form and fashion don't honor God. No, being disrespectful to your neighbor, that no unrighteousness honors God. No. So what we can do about unrighteousness is confess that it's unrighteous. We won't even do that. I mean, if it's unrighteous, say, my God, this don't honor you, Lord. I'm sorry. Isn't that right? Well. Too easy, isn't it? Well, let's see how we do that. Praise the Lord. Come on, brother, drive alive enough in here, brother. Hallelujah. Why are you going to do us like that? Huh? I heard the preacher say, a quarter of the scripture, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. That's encouraging. So y'all going to strengthen me, or are you not? Wait a minute. Let me finish. Are you not converted? Because that's how he said it. He said, if you don't strengthen your brother, then you're not converted. That's why, yeah. We're converted to strengthen our brother. I'm not saying that right. Simon, Satan have desired to have you. You too. So he can sift you as wheat. But I prayed for you. You too. So when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. Hallelujah. Now, our service one to another is service to God. Well, thank you. Yes, it is. Our service to one another. Now, this is Bible preaching. This is right out of the book. So that's my endeavor. I want to strengthen you, want to encourage you, also reprove you. Everything that I do come in contact or experience, then I somehow bring it forth in the preaching. You know, if I stayed in my house, sat in the corner and looked at the wall, then I guess that's what I'd preach about. But I go about and I interact with you. So that's what I preach about. You know, God set me down in the middle of this valley. What else should I preach about? Who else should I prophesy to? All the dry bones. Who should I? Huh? Whom shall I preach and give warning? Hallelujah. I'll be done shortly. I'm presenting my body. And I thank God that I'm able to do that. Of course, it's contrary to the flesh. But still, we have grace. We can present our bodies. Brother Sarah would always say, if we do anything in the spirit, the flesh won't like it. Well, that's good advice for us. Then we're without excuse, huh? If we know we're liking what we're doing, then we must not be in the spirit. We're in the flesh. And we're to mortify the deeds of the flesh. Mortify, kill them. We have a commandment. We have authority. It wouldn't be righteous for God to say, you mortify your members, and we had no way to do it. Wouldn't be right for God to make any command, and we can't do it. That would be unrighteous. He said, be holy. Now, we must be able to do it, He said, follow righteousness, godliness, faith, and charity. So most of our lives in the flesh, we're telling God, well, we can't do that stuff. Ah, see? And we're supposed to be witnesses, and we're supposed to say, yeah, yeah, as much as I get out of the way, I can do that stuff. But we love to be in the way. I'm not making you all angry, am I? If you understand that I'm going to preach about whatever I'm involved in, you'll understand that I'm not picking on you. No, it's just my experience. So I was thinking about the Lord brought to my mind Job and his friends today. Job is always beautiful when you think about it. So many different ways you could look at it, but though Job had great trial, it always encouraged folk. Though Jesus had great tribulation, it always brings for joy. Everybody, you thought about how that works? See? Thank you, Lord. So when we really present something to God or really help our neighbor, we have to do it as a sacrifice. But if we're going to work together, it have to be as a sacrifice. Huh? Whatever we give to God, it must be a sacrifice. Something valuable to us. See? That's what a valuable, your life is valuable to you, huh? And that's what God requires. I know you say take Pastor Rice, kill him, but that's not a sacrifice. Not on your part, on my part. See? Jesus Christ's sacrifice on our part. His life. Now, if we're going to be a sacrifice, it has to be our life. But when we give our no good life, we get his life. So even though it's a sacrifice, it's not a sacrifice. But still, we think it's a bad deal. Because that's how we're made up. For me to lay down my life, which means do what you're told, we don't want to do that. Now, am I talking right or wrong? Well, y'all say amen then. And then let the word get into your heart so all this can, you know, be worked out. So you can be purged, washed, with water by the word, cleansed, purified, made white. Hallelujah. All right. Brother Stillwood often talked about, he would say, you know, I'm not justifying myself. Of course, when you preach, it sounds like you're justifying yourself. And if you don't want to be reproved, then that's the conclusion you come to. Now, I said, always say that I preach to myself. Now, that should be clear enough. But you're going to go find some letter where I didn't say it? What I say to one, I say to all. Otherwise, I'd be a fool. If I'd preach to you all and think that it was just good for you, then I'd be a fool. Yes, I would. So I tell you that it's not my endeavor to not preach to me. Y'all hear me pray. I say, Lord, help me to take heed to myself and to the doctrine and continue therein. I find that prayer in the book. So I prayed it. It fits perfectly. No need for me to make up one. All my prayers are out of the book. No need for me to make up one. No, I just take the word of God. It's his word. I give it back to him. He's pleased with that. Oh, Lord, whack Neil. No, I can't find it in the book. Forgive Neil. Yeah, deliver Neil. See, I find that in the book. Thank you, Lord. Help me to believe the preacher. You know, when he preaches the truth. Praise the Lord, Charlene. You stop sighing when I preach. You say amen. Well, sometimes we have to sigh in this flesh. I know I sigh. Okay. So, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. This is the definition of preaching. Speak the word only. That's the definition of preaching. Now, most of the ministers aren't going to preach today. No, they're not. No, they're not. You know, it's like Dr. Martin Luther King is a good man, and he was a good civil rights leader. But as far as a minister of God, course, he, you know, his vocation was to help the oppressed people. Of course, black people not only one oppressed, and even the black oppressed people are wicked. That's what he didn't address, see. And that's how it is with us, you know. All the folk that we talk about, well, you understand. They oppress us, but we're wicked. Oh, not me. Well, we might as well quit then. We might as well quit. And I'm sure I never went to one of Dr. King's sermons, but I've heard some of them. And he talked about, you know, how, you know, we're going to walk hand in hand and all of that. He never talked about how wicked the black man is. No, he talked about how unrighteous the white man and how they oppress the black, poor black people. He was oppressed. I see. Thank you, Lord. I think that's how it reads in Isaiah. No? Praise the Lord. Somebody said, right. Give God the praise. Thank you, Lord. So, and that's what I think in a lot of the black churches, that's what it's all about. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll rail on Mr. Trump. What about, I don't rail on Mr. Trump. He's God's minister. Absolutely. No, he is a liar, though. Just like his father. All right, then. But that's not against us. That's not why we missed the mark. Oh, what should I preach about then? Us missing the mark on, and how we can believe God? Yeah, we can. Which simply, if we find the commandment, if we find the commandment in the book, then God's put us in us to do it. This is how we get it done. We believe God. As long as we don't get it done, we're not believing God. That's the simplicity of it. And so I believe the Bible as much as we do it. That's how we believe it. Of course, it's in us to believe because Christ is in us. But we have to walk in the truth. See? We have to be doers of the truth. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, so we can work righteousness. No matter what Edie does. We can work righteousness no matter what Brother Owen does. Put any name in there, y'all. We often transgress that, though. We can do right as long as so-and-so don't do this or so-and-so. Then we lie. We just don't want to pay the price, you know. You know what price was paid so that we could do right? Huh? Or are we going to get around to doing it? Are we going to complain about why we can't do it? Hallelujah. I'm going to find this little verse, and then I think I'll run on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I have grace for this. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. So Jesus Christ died to take away our sins. Still, we can't get to the depths of that. We shouldn't, hurry over that. We should just, just stay there and meditate and embrace that. Huh? Thank you, Lord. I found it, Isaiah 53, 7, said he was oppressed. Huh? See? Y'all want me to read? He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Ah, just like the black folk, huh? Well, he wasn't wicked like the black folk. See, I get in trouble. You think they call me up and say, Pastor Rice, come over and preach for us, huh? They don't do that. No, they don't. I'm available. I tell the truth. Absolutely. So, who's your black man? You know, right? But that's how it is when we start focusing on others, then we forget that we're the same. Yeah, absolutely. And anybody that says I don't preach like this is wrong. I say we're all the same. I'm a man of like passion. And then You want to turn it around that I don't include myself? I include myself, Charlene. Otherwise, I'd have no help. If I just talked to you all and didn't talk about me or didn't talk to me, I couldn't get no help from God. So, do you complain, Pastor Rice? Well, I do, but I don't want to. And I told you what I complain about. Anybody know? Well, see, and you say, I put myself right in there with you. And when I complain about you. Who do you complain about? Okay, then. And point in case. Now, don't tell me, well, Pastor Rice, you don't preach about yourself. You know, you talk about us complaining. Absolutely. But I talk about me, too. And I pray, Lord, I don't want to complain. So don't misconstrue it. Don't misrepresent it. Pastor Rice said we complain. Well, we do complain. Absolutely. But always my speech is not complaining. No, no, no. No, listen to this. You stiff-necked. You hard-hearted. Huh? How about it? You adulterers, you fornicators. You treacherous folk. Has God complaining about us?
No.
Okay, so it all has to depend when we talk about complaining, is the order. When authority says something, it's different than when you say it. If you say it in the authority of Jesus Christ, that's fine. You know, it's one thing. Yeah, I mean, what I say with authority, and I must have authority, else you couldn't be edified. I couldn't even get it done. But what I say in the authority of Jesus Christ is not God complaining, and it's not me complaining. But I do complain. Everybody understand. But everything that I do is not complaining. Why are you complaining now? No, I'm not. See? I'm not complaining. Hallelujah. I'm reproving. I'm rebuking. I'm exhorting with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in the time where men don't endure sound doctrine. They'll hear it and they say, amen, you good preaching, but then they won't endure. You know, when I reprove them, they'll say, you're complaining. Hallelujah. And a good teacher is a good student. Most of us miss the mark there. You know, we can do one role, but we can't do the other. We can tell folk what to do and have them submit to us, but we can't submit. Not a good teacher. Not a good hypocrite. I'm preaching good. I'm getting excited. Not a good teacher, but a good hypocrite. You understand? A good hypocrite. And you must have some kind of grace to put yourself in the submitted student position. And if you aren't in that position now, then you're not hearing what the Spirit said. If you're reproving me in your spirit, that then you're not receiving what I'm saying. You're waiting for an opportunity to tell me why I'm not saying it right. I'm not saying that right. Now, what you ought to be saying, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brother Terry's going to talk to us this morning. Praise the Lord, Brother Terry. He's got some ice out there. He have to get it manually, but nevertheless, he gets it by the grace of God.
Lord bless you, Pastor Rice. Pastor Rice, one of the things I've always admired, that Christ in you. You sat at a table like no other man had done since I've been here 20-something years. You completely, totally submitted to the authority of Brent Stay. You never once did anything to question his authority. So you asking us to honor that authority that is in you is right. So stand fast, Pastor Rice. Stand fast, brother. Amen. Lord bless you.
Thank you, Brother Terry. That's not everybody's testimony. It is the truth.
I wasn't here and I know it.
Yeah,
Thank you, Jesus. So I
don't mind telling y'all what
Amen.
To do. Absolutely not. You call me what you want to call me.
Amen.
Yeah, I've submitted to the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But most don't. You can't instruct well because you can't receive well. And you think your instructions are powerful and they're weighty as much as you are able to receive. Now, I don't mind talking to you all about submission. And you won't fool me about it. Yeah, that's where I go. And that may be the cause why you think I'm complaining. Yeah, if you're not submitting to what I'm saying, then I'm probably complaining. Yeah. I'm probably railing on you. But if you're submitting, then I'm probably reproving you, loving you. But our definition of love is just out of, you know, it's different than God's definition. Our love is you make me feel good and do what I like. Don't confuse things with the truth, and don't bother me with you know, authority. Just let's be equal, and we are. However, I have authority. Everybody, see, some folk don't understand that. You know, we're equal, so you want to, you know, stand toe-to-toe with me? You shouldn't do that. No, not really. I mean, if I rise up, you shouldn't rise up. Now, some just think that that's my right because I'm this or I'm that. When you rise up, I can rise up. That's not right. I'm not going to preach it like that. I'm not going to. No. If that was the case, I guess Brother Sarah and I wouldn't have been tussling over there. I'd had him in a headlock. That ain't right. So I did what was right. I said, yes, yes, Brother Sarah. Not only with the mouth, with the heart. That's what needs to happen. Huh? If you want somebody to obey your commandments, and you do, whatever they are, huh? The commandments of the dishwater, the commandment of the ice machine, you know, whatever you all do, then you obey God's commandments. Isn't that what we're called to do? It involves everything you do, though. It involves everything about you. How you receive instruction. How you submit to authority. But somehow we take that out of the out of the equation. How I handle authority or how I react to authority has nothing to do with me keeping God's commandments. See? We're all the same. Absolutely. The scripture said, he that's least in the kingdom, greater than John. Not a problem. Praise the Lord. But we are to obey the authority that comes from God. So the piker didn't go tell John. John told them. Because he had authority from God. God sent him. You know, like God sent Jesus. You know, man sent from God. John's business was to bear witness to the truth. And he did. He said, look, the Lamb of God. Take away the sins of the world. Glory, glory. So let's admit that we need to be transformed by the renewing of the mind. Because naturally, that's how men think. You know, Pastor Rice preached to us and he does the same thing. Yes and no. When I'm reproving, I'm not accusing. And I've been called an accuser. I'm not an accuser. Jesus, I guess Jesus is an accuser. Huh? He called us sinners. I see. Well, so we are. But instead of being an accuser, he's a savior. We do need the knowledge that we're sinners to be saved. And we need the knowledge of our unrighteousness to be right. And if we have trouble with someone telling us or how they tell us that that's not right, then we're going to have problems doing right. You got to send me your protocol. If you're going to reprove me, Pastor Rice, make sure you follow these guidelines. Then I'm not going to reprove you. That's not submitting to authority. No, that's not. I know that's how we believe it, but no, I'm not going to take your protocol. Then I wouldn't hear from God. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Praise the Lord, saints. I'll be done shortly. Charlene, can't you get a smile this morning? Hallelujah. You feeling pretty good? No? God is good, though. Yes. That's what you want to think of. Yes, hallelujah. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Amen. So don't hold on to your old way of thinking and think you're going to progress. The scripture tells us that we must be transformed by the renewing of our mind. If we're going to hold on to, I'm going to think the same way, I don't care how you preach it, you know. His complaining is complaining. Well, when I complain, it is complaining. When I reprove, it's not complaining.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, my honest confession is I never complain. I complain about you. So I ask God to help me. I believe him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But in me asking God to help me not to complain, still he's called me to reprove. So we'll just have to trust God that he can make the distinction and do it. I trust him, so I guess you'll have to trust him. Huh? It's our righteousness. Of course, I missed the mark. I know there's plenty of forgiveness in your heart for me. It's not going to cause you not to respect me, I know. If I missed the mark, see?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But some just hadn't got to that point where they know that they shouldn't rise up against authority. Disagree, fine, as long as you agree that they're the authority. But any other disagreement is not. No, it's not lawful. It's rebellion, exactly. And some of our knowledge just prevent us from getting to that. You know what I know, so I can't listen to you. Or we shouldn't desire knowledge like that. What we need to be is transformed. God said so. And it'll have to be by the renewing of the mind. We must be even renewed in the spirit of the mind. Yeah, we must cast down imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. This is a spiritual warfare. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Every thought. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, we often hear the scripture about he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man, often held in unrighteousness. You know that, don't you? What does it mean? It means what it said. He that is spiritual, he's judged by the Spirit of God. Even if man judge him, the man's not judging, the Spirit judges. Well, he that is not spiritual, then he's carnal. Yeah, he judged by man because he won't be judged by the Spirit. The spiritual man judgeth himself. Then he's able to judge others. Now, we're spiritual beings. Well, we must judge righteousness. That's as far as our judgment can go. If we're able to do that, we can't always discern that because we just don't know all we think we know. And that's a big problem too. If we think we know, then we don't know as we ought to know. If we think we're spiritual, then we don't know as well. Understand, being spiritual is not a problem. If you think yourself to be spiritual, see, then that's what makes for the problem. We think ourselves to be something when we're nothing. That's where the problem is. Let me see if I can find it in the name of Jesus. You know, I'm trying to say it. Hallelujah. Because what we think we know, we don't necessarily know it. We have to have some confirmation. Everybody understand? If we knew everything we thought we knew, we wouldn't need the Spirit. We wouldn't need any reproof either. So we've got to make sure that what we think we know, we know. Hallelujah. Let me find, I'm going to try to find it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But, you know, there's a way to go about things. We look for righteousness. We don't look for fault. Now, I say that, but doing it is different. You look for right. You don't look for folks halted. You don't hope for folks halted. You don't rejoice in folks' downfall. Now, just let the word search you. Don't call me an accuser. Just let the word search you. And me seeing things is different than some of the you others seeing, because I don't look for wrong. I do not look for wrong. I do not look for wrong. This is what God has told me to do. And he's given me grace to do. I do not look for wrong. No, I don't. And if you're going to do right, you won't look for wrong. I know we're under the, we've seen that spirit where they have to rebuke everybody. Well, that's wrong. What a calling. Huh? Yeah, I'm supposed to rebuke all these lowlifes. You know, because they don't measure up to me and the prophet's standard. Now, y'all tell me, I didn't just show up, Charlene. No, I did. Thank you, brother. Now, as touching things offered unto idols, I'm reading out of 1 Corinthians 8. We know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, that's just how I said it. When we think we know, then we need to be careful. We need some confirmation. Now, what I see about y'all just have to put me on your excrement list. What I say about most women, they don't do good with that. They have something they call intuition or whack-mosses or something that this is how I know. That's bullshit. Huh? That's bull excrement. That's why you can't get along, because that's what you think you know. Amen. What you need is confirmation. Yes, if the Holy Ghost said, yes, that's right, then you go with it. Yes. But you don't give a damn about the Holy Ghost, see? I'm trying to teach y'all. I know when people are dissing me. I know when they're doing that. Well, you think you know. Amen. What you need is confirmation. Yes, otherwise, we don't need the Spirit. Amen. Whatever we think must be right. Hallelujah. Now, don't you women be offended now. I'm just telling the truth. We men do the same. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's common to all. If a man thinks, okay, that includes a woman as well. And knowing something is not a problem. Thinking that we know something. Thinking that we know. And some, if we think we know, then we know. That's not good enough. And that's how we judge our neighbor. We think so-and-so does this, and that's because she's so-and-so, and she was raised without a father and all that. Come on, saints. We don't know that stuff. This is imaginations. Huh? So I'm going to finish it. We know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifies. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, it says he knows nothing as he ought to know. I'm right out of the book. So be careful when you think you know something. And if it's knowledge, if it's the truth, then there's nothing can be done against it. And the Spirit of truth will confirm it. But if you won't allow the Spirit of truth to confirm it, you won't hear the word of God. You won't receive the reproof. Then you ain't going to come to the truth. You'll just continue to think that you know. I know Pastor Rice preached like this, but I know. Well, shame on you. Shame on you. I know. Yeah, I know, you know, he think he knows about love, but I know. Well, I know about love as much as you know. God loves us. You know that? Right on, brother. Right on, sister. Hallelujah. With an everlasting love. We're no good, too. So he don't love us because we're good. This is love. This is love. If y'all going to love me based on my merit, then you won't love me either. And I won't love you either. But I got God's love. Don't need no merit. I still love you. Don't need no merit. You don't have any. I don't have any. But I got the love of God. I got the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. That other love won't hold up. It'll find out something, and then it hands will be tied. Love of God knows everything, still loves. This is the love that's shed abroad in your heart, in my heart, by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm telling the truth. I think we're expounding on that pretty good. The inspired word of God say, when we think we know something, we know nothing at all. Now, y'all gonna believe me or not? Well, I want you to take inventory of all the stuff you think you know and take it to the Holy Ghost. Get it, get it either confirmed or slapped down. Okay? Ain't this good counsel? Anybody think they know something in here? Yeah, say amen. Okay. I'll take it to the judge. I say, hey, this is what I think I know, and let him judge it. Let him judge it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to always look for Jesus Christ in you. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. Now, what I'm supposed to do? Know nothing among you? Save Jesus Christ and him crucified. We don't do well with that. We think we know stuff. And we should know stuff except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Hallelujah. If we're going to talk about all the other stuff, we'll never get to the end of it. We'll never find peace, and we'll miss the mark. Yeah. If we just talk about, you know, Kurt does this and he's like that, and we don't talk about Christ in us, well, we ain't going to do nothing but be damned. Exactly. So let's leave that stuff alone. Let's find Christ in our neighbor. Hallelujah. We can do it because Christ is in us. Oh, thank you, Lord. I remember in my upcoming, you know, I went to this Pentecostal church. That's the church they went to. Zion Tabernacle, New Day Pentecostal Church on Magnolia Street in Gallatin, Tennessee. Yeah, it started out as a little house church. My dad was a deacon. Elder Walter McClellan was a preacher. And brother, they baptized in Jesus' name, and you better leave them alone. Hallelujah. Which is not a problem. It is not a problem. Hallelujah. No, it's not, saints. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. For the remission of your sin, ye shall receive the gift of the Holy. This promise is unto you and your children. All
right?
But like with the other scriptures, they take it out of context and they pervert it. And since they do, they can't get along with the folk who baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You know, it's in the Bible. They baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Well, and to baptize in the name of Jesus too, then must not be any controversy. Why are you going to make some controversy out of it then? Huh? Why? Why are you going to make some controversy out of it? They're both in the Bible.
Yes.
Well, that means they mean the same thing.
Amen.
Isn't that simple?
Yes.
Huh? I tell you how the Bible means the same thing. And then folk, instead of us accepting that, we try to find some difference in it. Ain't no difference in God's word. He's the same. He never changed. Well, how did John baptize? He baptized him right. Speaking of baptism, Bakia was looking at a video. Can we get that thing and put it up there? We can. Brother, I remember when we went over to the pool and got baptized. Yeah, we want to, revisit that, don't we? Did you get baptized, Charlene?
Yes, sir.
Good. We can all watch it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. So one time, there was another group of Christians, and, you know, they wanted to try to come together. But, you know, them one-minded apostolic folk wouldn't have it. Absolutely not. So one of the apostolic preachers got to preach. You know what he preached? No. Amos 3. How can two walk together?
Right.
Except they.
Amen.
And where they missed that, we don't need to agree on baptism per se. Let's start at the top.
Amen.
He is Lord.
Amen.
We are his people.
Amen.
Then you can agree.
Amen.
Otherwise, you won't ever agree. You start with the baptism. You start with the dress or any other thing. You'll never speak the same thing. That's with us too. So that's why we always look for Christ in Richard. We don't want to be fighting with him all the time. We look for Christ in Shirley. And we know that we're all a work in progress.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
The Bible says so. In fact, we're being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. As much as you think you're already there, your neighbor knows different. See that? How valuable our neighbor is, huh? Huh?
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Richard. You keep us honest.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. So the preacher preached, how can two walk together except they agree?
Amen.
They didn't preach it right, though. Like they don't preach Acts 2:38, right?
Amen.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise God. I'm in a lot of trouble.
Thank you, Lord.
Nevertheless, hallelujah. Holding the truth of God in unrighteousness. I heard the preacher say religion is just a format for promoting lies. And it is. If you want to, that's where they all come from. Absolutely. Not true religion, but religion. Which means that it implicates God or put God in it and say, this is of God. That's what make for religion. It has to do with God. Mm-hmm. But this religion, most folk don't know him, don't want to know him. Yet they name his name. It makes for a lot of deception, a lot of perverseness and corruption. Absolutely. You know him, don't you? All right then. Let's be true. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. He's the same God. It's what the devil uses. Absolutely. Because he presents himself as God. It makes for religion. When you present yourself as God, it makes for, see, but it's perverse. It's a perversion. When we present ourselves, sinners, and the true and living God, then that's true religion. Now we have to hold to it. Now, the way it is, some start out that way and then they deviate. You know, like they start out with Jesus and old Sufa say, come on over here and follow me. Oh no, I started following Jesus. He said, a lot of people started out with him and they gave him the slip. You come on back. That devil's still doing that. Be careful. He calls you back to your old ways.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He's subtle. That means he does it gradually. Huh? He pilfers little by little, and then before you know it, he's stolen everything you ever had. He gets your faith in Jesus, then he's got everything you had. And that's what he's after. Huh? He's not after your house and land. No, he's after your faith in God. Don't you want your faith in God? You'll have to fight for it. Hallelujah. You'll have to earnestly contend for it. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Religion is to promote lies. That's what men use it for. Men use all things, everything for unrighteousness. Absolutely. You think all the weapons that they make is for peace? Absolutely not. That's what they tell you. They even tell you that the wars they send the young men to is for peace. They lie. Oh, folk love lies. You know. Yeah, my son, he's in the military. He's defending the country. Well, I was there. But the Lord delivered me. Yes, with a mighty hand and a stretched out arm. Because they had me lock, sock, and barrel.
Right.
but they spit me out. They found out I was unsavory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, I told Obadiah. I mean, he's heard my testimony that I found out I was in the army and then got apprehended by the Lord and figured out it was incompatible. Being the Lord's army and United States Army. No man can serve two masters. And I know about the United States Army. They own you. Yes, they do. You join up and see. You've been there, you know. Absolutely. You can make appeals and inquiries. Nevertheless, they do what they want to do. Yeah, they do. They'll send you where they want to send, do it. Yeah. If they have a rule, they'll make an exception to it. You don't know that? That's how I got to Advanced Non-Commissioned Officers Course. Yeah. They had a rule that folk on the drug program, drug and alcohol, that's where I was because I got drunk and missed the move out. God's been merciful to me. Really? Imagine what they could have done for me. But old Colonel Schott had mercy on me and all the other leaders. Absolutely. So they put me on the drug and alcohol program. And then, lo and behold, my name come down for promotion to Sergeant First Class. And my name come down for attendance to the Advanced Non-Commissioned Officers Course. But I can't go because I'm flagged. Nevertheless, I went. They do what they want to do. They took me off and sent me. Yeah, I told y'all this before. Now, this is one of the reasons why I shouldn't complain. I've gotten much less than I deserve.
Hallelujah.
But what the Escrement House lawyers will tell you, and I've seen many of them, oh, they can't do that. They can't do, you know, talking about judicial system. They're just like the army. They do whatever they want to do. Yes, they do. You get put in jail and see. Come on. You can get your lawyer, too. They still do it. Yes, they do. You got money, they'll take it. You ain't got no money, you'll probably have to do some time. See how I preach it? Corrupt. But the rich man pays for his crime different than the poor man pays for his. Yes. Huh? Oh, yeah. Justice for all, as much justice as you can pay for it. Is that right? Y'all don't believe it's like that? But God is still a judge. I told you when they had me in there, they had me dead to right. I'd done the crime. I didn't even ask for a lawyer. I didn't call Dad either. Because he'd always tell us, he said, boy, y'all get put in jail. He said, don't call me. I didn't call him.
Hallelujah.
Nevertheless, the Lord was looking out for me. Hallelujah. He touched that old woman's heart. She said, yeah, let him pull weeds till he pay for it. I was so blessed. She was a real friend. Absolutely. I consider that a friend. Hallelujah. Oh, who knows what I might have learned in the reformatory. Not reformation. Huh? That's not what they learned in prisons. They have lots of time on their hands. They think about the perfect crime. They say, yeah, I did it wrong this time, but. And if you go in there, they'll tell you, I said, man, that was stupid. And they're in the same place that you're in. Yup. Hey, man, that was dumb. And they're in jail and you're in jail. But I suppose their crime is smart. This is all of us, you know. We're all sinners. Huh? We're not all dumb, but we're wretched. And Jesus Christ is our wisdom and our sanctification. He's our redemption. Hallelujah. We can rejoice in that. No matter how wretched we are. And we're plenty wretched. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. But God's grace is sufficient. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, so talk about righteous. Only God is righteous. Don't expect to find it anywhere else. In your neighbor, because the Lord is in him. He can walk in it or he cannot walk in it, but he's sure able to do it. And that's what I appeal to, your righteousness. Hallelujah. Right for you to receive these instructions. Yeah. Right for you not to rise up against me. Yeah. Well, I know you're older than me, Charlene. Now, you shouldn't rise up against me. Huh? Praise the Lord. You can get excited, just stay in your place. I don't mind that. Praise the Lord. I'm not saying, oh, Pastor Ray, no. Don't do that. Amen. Don't say I asked for that. Amen. Hallelujah. But in all your being upset and discouraged or frustrated, don't rise above me. Amen. See, that's all I say. If we're going to say, well, me being frustrated and it gives me right. No, it doesn't. No, I'm always going to say it like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm going to try to respond right when you do, though. Amen. Well, there were folk here that didn't care much for me. Y'all know that. But I still love them. Still love them. Absolutely. I'm not going to be under tribute.
Amen.
Absolutely not. I'm not going to be under tribute.
Zero.
Yeah.
Eight.
I have no malice in my heart. Hallelujah. Let's go. Let's go. True faith brings forth true holiness.
Amen.
And if you don't think religion is about holiness, godliness, then you don't know about religion.
Amen.
You don't know about Jesus Christ. True faith brings forth true holiness. It reveals the true God and the truth of God and the righteousness of God. Now, men know about righteousness, but the righteousness of God must be revealed. You must receive the revelation. It's not like our righteousness. The righteousness of God tells us that our righteousness is no good. That's why we need his. And he's willing to give it. Would we be willing to receive it? Or we'd have to do away with our own. Well, we can't have both. I've got my righteousness and I can't do it. As long as you got yours, you don't have his. Hallelujah. Now, this is a spiritual exercise. And before you know it, you're holding on to yours. And as much as you do, you're rejecting his. Huh? You can trick your own self, or you can let the devil deceive you. But as much as you're holding on to your own righteousness, justifying yourself, then you're not justified by grace. Our job is to say we're wretched and undone. And we just can't attain unto righteousness. Huh? We don't do like Terry, and we ain't as wretched as Terry. Still, we can't attain unto righteousness. Righteousness tell you we're just as wretched as Terry. Hallelujah. So no need for us to rise up above him either. Just here we are. All wretched sinners saved by grace, kept by the power of God, through faith, unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Oh, the man of God talked about the brotherhood of man, the fatherhood of God. Well, God is not everybody's father. And all men are not brothers. No, no, no. All men, but not brothers. We that are born of the Spirit, we're sons of God. And our brothers are sons of God. Sons of the devil, they're not our brothers. That's not our choice. That's God's choice.
Amen.
We do bear witness to
yes,
the truth,
Lord.
Though.
Amen.
We're not,
yes.
I don't care if y'all all black, we're not brothers. No.
Amen.
I know that's how they did it.
Thank you, Lord.
When I went in 1974, they had this garbage going on. You go in the dining hall like this. All the black folk were supposed to go around and dap. See? I've been there and done that. Really? Man, no doubt for me. Come on. I didn't take part in that. No, I didn't. Absolutely not. Glory, glory. Oh, help me, Jesus. Don't y'all take part in that. We are brothers. We're dapping right now. Hallelujah. Give me some dap, girl. Oh, they do elaborate dap now. That's just the simplicity. You know, yeah, they got the, where you come from, brother? D.C. dap. The Harlem dap. You know where them brothers were from by the way they dap. Where y'all from? Let's get some dap in here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Brother, you know I'm talking, right? You never dapped? Oh, thank you. Maybe you were an Oreo. That's what they call me. Hey, you're an Oreo. That means I'm white on the inside. I'm a child of God, brothers. Glory, glory. Woo! God is not the father of all men. All men are not brothers. He is the God of all men, and he will judge all men. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the black man, also to the white, to the Jew, also to the Greek, to the Pakistanian, to the Israeli. Yeah, he's to all that believe, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed. It's revealed in faith. No faith, you don't attain to the righteousness. There's no other way to do it. There's no other righteousness that satisfies God but his own in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. But the righteousness is God of God is revealed from faith to faith. Hallelujah. So as we start in the faith and grow in the faith till we get to the end of the faith, then the righteousness of God is revealed through all our trials of faith. For the wrath of God, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, Jew, Greek, black, white, who hold the truth of God and unrighteousness. This is what religion does. It's what the devil does. He takes the truth, holds it in unrighteousness. That's what we do when we hold to our doctrines. We hold the truth of God in unrighteousness. When we adhere to one scripture and throw away the other. Amen. Hallelujah. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Amen. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. Amen. Imagination is what they think they know. Amen. They became vain in their imaginations. Thank you, Lord. And their foolish heart was darkened. Because they thought they knew, they didn't know as they ought to know. I know it's different with you. This I know, brother. You can't tell me. I know that low-down Edward. Yeah, brother. I know him better than he know himself. maybe we don't know as we ought to know. Thank you, Lord. I'm sure if you ask Edward, he would tell you. That's what a righteous man will do. You ask me, I'll tell you. Hallelujah. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. What did God do? He gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts. To dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator. We're the creature. Thank you, Lord. He's the creator. It is he that has made us, not we ourselves. We're his people. We're the sheep of his pasture. Who is blessed forever for this cause again, God gave them up. The vile affections. He gave them up to uncleanness. He gave them up to vile affections. Because they love not the truth. God sent them strong delusion because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Ah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Y'all know that's how we're saved?
Yes.
Y'all know the truth is about you?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgeth. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgeth doeth the same thing. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgeth them that which do such things and doeth the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So how do we judge? Well, we judge ourselves. Hallelujah. Then we can certainly judge our neighbor after we judge ourselves. Even if we don't judge ourselves, we can judge our neighbor, but we'll be judging ourselves. That makes sense? So either way, we'll judge ourselves, won't we? But if we first judge ourselves, it'd be better. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. And when you see your brother sin, you say, oh, my God. Just like that sin that's in me. Then you judge righteously. And rather than try to pull your brother down or shame him or whatever, you do whatever you can for edification, for restoration. No? Is that how we go about doing it? When we find out stuff about Edie, we start seeking her restoration and forgiveness. Oh, I see. Y'all quiet on me. We don't speak to her no more, huh? Let me see. There's a scripture like that. If we love those that love us, the world does the same. If we salute those that salute us. Now, salute is salutation. Good morning, brother.
Amen.
Maranatha, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Now, some of us don't seem to want to salute anybody. Now, we're still sons of God, but you know we should do that. Come on. If nothing else, we should say Maranatha. We shouldn't pass a brother or sister and have no occasion to acknowledge that they're... We shouldn't do it, but we do it. Well, what does it reveal? Well. Y'all know what it reveals, don't you? Oh, thank you, Lord. I know. You're waiting on them. They're waiting on you, so we can't get it done. Amen? Oh, you didn't speak to me? Well, you didn't speak to me. Is that how we do it?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You never speak to me. I'm not going to speak to you. I'm making a point to greet y'all.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, it'd be ridiculous for us to be living here together and not enjoy that benefit.
Right.
Huh? Yeah, I greet everybody. Even if you don't greet me back. Hallelujah. All right, so let's tighten up on that, all right? All right. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Then went the Pharisees, took counsel how they might entangle him, Jesus Christ, in his talk. Quite a maneuver, huh? Brother Stier said, some are listening, but so they can catch me in my words. You're not listening like that, are you? We're just checking. You all judge yourselves, okay?
Amen.
Ain't that right? Y'all go ahead and judge yourselves.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. They sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men. Huh? They said it in flattery, because their purpose was to entangle him in his talk. Ah, you said there was a resurrection. Oh, what about this this man that had, huh? This woman that had all these husbands. What about that? Yeah, just what about that? They all died. And then when they get to heaven, well, whose wife is she? Come on, tell us now. Tell us now. They did it with the woman that they supposedly caught in adultery. Huh? Hey, what does the law say? We know, we know. Jesus didn't argue with it. He said, yeah, that's what it says. Well, they said we ought to stone her, but they were not after the woman. They were after Jesus. Hallelujah. And Jesus just too wise for them. He caught them in their own craftiness. That's what he does with us. He catches us in our own craftiness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. See, yeah, we, according to the law of Moses, we must stone her now. We need to get this business done. Now let the one without sin get this ball rolling. They did consider it for a while. You know that, don't you? They didn't leave right away. Right. But pretty soon they were all gone. And here's Jesus and the woman. Huh? Woman, where are those thine accusers? Now, see, Jesus maintained she was a sinner. She was an accuser. Now, everybody understand? I'm not going to accuse you. I'm going to call you a sinner, though. Huh? I'm going to tell you your unrighteous works. That's not accusation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Because their saying the truth was for evil. That's an accusation. And when you say the truth about your neighbor, if it is the truth for evil, it's an accusation. You say the truth about them in righteousness, that means you're trying to help them. And then it's not an accusation. But if you're just going to go around and, hey, you Jezebel, I know that spirit, you're just, then that's an accusation. That's an accusation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. Okay, we're going on in the name of Jesus. We got to go get the figs, so we'll come to our conclusion. You like figs? Not really. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, you know, you probably need to ask God to help you with your appetite.
I do.
And honestly, you know, I can eat anything. But left to my own, I probably wouldn't choose right. So I'm very appreciative of our variety here. And I do know that, you know, if I was going to spread the table, I probably wouldn't put this stuff on it. But I'm glad it's there. It's for my good. And I appreciate it. Hallelujah. We eat very good here. Hallelujah. So hats off to the cooks. Lord bless you richly. Amen. Of course, you're blessed too. You get to eat. Amen. Well, thank you, Lord. Therefore, sin. We have this ministry as we have received mercy. Have you? We faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, that's holding the truth in unrighteousness. Hallelujah. So whatever you know about your brother, you use the word of God. Make sure you do it in righteousness. Hallelujah. To encourage, to exhort, to restore, to edify. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Because we don't have to prove that we're sinners. That's already established. Glory to God. Y'all know that? We ain't going to argue that case, are we? We never win. I don't care what counsel you got. If you're going to fight that we're not sinners, if that's your case, you will never win it. So let's stop. Let's put that foolishness aside. All right? Let's focus on the grace that we sinners have. Huh? And that's through Jesus Christ. But, you know, when we're going to focus on somebody misdoing, the wrongdoing, then we're focusing on the wrong thing. we should focus on the grace of God, which brings salvation, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. All right, not handling the word of God deceitfully. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Hallelujah. So I speak the truth in Christ, openly, boldly, praise the Lord. Not under the table, behind the back. No, not covertly, but openly. Praise God, consistently. What I say here, I say there. I don't say one thing to this one and another to that one. Praise, I don't whisper in folks' ear. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves. As ministers of God, we're all ministers. Brother, you used to get excited. help, Lord. Hallelujah. Forgive him. Ongoing, brother, ongoing. Thank you, Lord. Approving ourselves as the minister of God in patience, much patience, in affliction, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, that mean beatings. We've not had much of that, at least not physically. Imprisonments, again, mostly spiritually. Tumults, that's in the flesh, and labors. Most time that's in the flesh. Ever watchings and fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, love unfeigned, which is true love. Love unfeigned. By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report. Paul says, deceivers and yet true. We're in good company, you know. They said, Jesus, oh, he's a deceiver. That's what some said. Some said he deceived the people. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So it's said about the truth. But the truth is not deceptive. Men holding it in unrighteousness is deceptive. Oh, thank you, Lord. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing, yet possessing all things. Just like our example. Foxes have holes. Birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man have nothing. Oh, but the earth is mine and the fullness thereof. And that was the case, you understand. That still is the case. Hallelujah. But he relinquished all of that. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. In his redemptive work, he relinquished all that. Yeah. Glory, glory. Yet he gained the more. That's what happened when we relinquish. We're still not convinced that to give up is to gain. You know, we under the precept that gain is godliness. How about it? Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints. One brings about the other, your faith in Christ Jesus and love to all the saints. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, the truth of the gospel, which has come unto you, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day we heard it and knew the grace of God in truth. Hallelujah. As you know how we exhorted you and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children, that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you into his kingdom and glory. With this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as a word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh in all you that believe. Hallelujah. Your faith makes it work. Hallelujah. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who enabled me, for he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly and in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Faith and love. Where is it at? In Christ Jesus. Now, this is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, whom I'm chief. Howbeit, for this cause, I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to everlasting life. So Paul said, how God has dealt with me is a pattern. It's his mercy to wretched sinners, even as wretched as I am. The pattern that he showed to the chief, that he'll show to you. Hallelujah. Who should believe on him to everlasting life. That means we continue in the faith. Hallelujah. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation, it's the grace of God teaching us. It hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, abstain from the fleshly lust, they war against the soul, that you war good warfare. Abstain from them fleshly lust. Hallelujah. That we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Hallelujah. These things speak and exhort, and I will, Lord, rebuke with all authority. Yes, Lord. Let no man despise thee. Yes, Lord. For we ourselves were sometime foolish. Paul said, I was sometime. You know, before I was a blasphemer. Huh? A persecutor. Huh? And we also ourselves were sometime foolish. Disobedient. Deceived. Serving divers lusts. And pleasures. Living in malice and envy, hating one another, hateful and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, hallelujah, not by works of righteousness we've done, hallelujah, oh, but according to his mercy, Savior, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Hallelujah. And you hath he quickened, made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. But he hath quickened us Huh? We're alive in Christ. We're in time past. Yeah, sometimes in the past. Walked according to the course of this world. According to the prince of the power of the air. The spirit which now worketh in the children of disobedience. Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past. In the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Of the flesh and of the mind. Of the flesh and of the mind. And were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. In time past, even though we were sons of God, this was before the revelation and the apprehension.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. But he has apprehended us. Isn't that all right? Hallelujah. Set us on the right course. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. For by grace are you saved. And has raised us up together and made us sit in heavenly places, sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come, he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in the kindness. His kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. Again, it says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, which meaneth not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Well, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober. Watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sin. Now the end of the commandment is charity. Out of a pure heart. And of a good conscience. And of faith unfeigned. From which some have swerved. Heaven's word have turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. Praise the Lord. The end of the matter, I find it in Revelation 20. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. I saw the dead, both small and great, stand before God. Hallelujah. And the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. Well, the dead were judged out of those things that were written in the books and according to their works. Hallelujah. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. On whomsoever was not found, written in the book of life, was cast into the lake of fire. Hallelujah. So you see, the books were open to judge the other. Huh? Now the book, they are already judged. Hallelujah. That's why they were in the book. Y'all understand that? Don't you know your names are written in heaven? Rejoice. Hallelujah. So our judgment goes before us. Hallelujah. Oh, God bless you all. Praise the Lord. Brother Ed, what are you going to pray today? Help him, Lord. Let's see. We got to get them figs.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, again, Father God. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord God. Thank you for starting us on your way. Thank you for the word of life, the word of truth, Lord God. And Father God, I thank you for the word that you have been exhorting us. I heard yesterday and today, continue. Father God, I acknowledge, confess, and thank you that we are continuing in this way, and in the faith.
Hallelujah.
And Father God, I give you glory and credit for the fact you told us, Lord God, in your word, you said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing, so we can know, not think we know, we can know, knowing of whom thou hast learned them.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I know you raised up the man of God, Brother R.G. Stair.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it, was the man of God for the hour, the last day prophet, the voice, the voice.
Hallelujah.
And you proved it, Lord God, by the works that went forth from him and from this ministry.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, I thank you that we also who have heard him, Lord God, we know that that is truth, Lord God. We have a pastor right now in our midst who also knows the things that he has learned, and he knows whom he has learned them.
Hallelujah.
And Father God, Lord God, all I want to do, and I pray all we do, Lord God, is to remember the things that we've learned, knowing them and knowing of whom we have learned them, Lord God.
Amen.
And that we not sway from it. We not move to the right or to the left, Lord God. Father God, you know, I don't ever remember myself going to any restaurant and asking who's cooking.
Yep, Lord.
When I went to eat.
Amen.
And the only thing I cared about was, did it taste good? I went for the product.
Amen, brother.
Yes, Lord. And I didn't expect the manager to explain to me who was cooking either.
Amen.
The only thing they're concerned about is their product. Is it consistent? And do you have what it takes? And are you willing to pay?
Thank you, Lord.
So, Lord God, that's all I care about. And I know that the words I hear now are of the same flavor of the man of God that you raised up.
Hallelujah.
And sent before us. Yes, Lord.
Thank
and
you, Lord.
And got us all to where we are in the faith today.
Thank you, Lord.
Otherwise, we would not be here.
Truth, Lord.
So, Lord God, may you continue, I pray, and may we continue. May you continue to give him the same things that that you gave to the one to whom he learned them.
Amen.
First of all, from Jesus Christ.
Truth, Lord.
And the Holy Ghost. Amen. Being confirmed.
Hallelujah.
Yes, being confirmed by him who we have learned them. So, Father God, we stand fast, Lord God, not by our own doing, but by your grace of Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord God. And may we not be moved to the right or to the left by anything, by any wind, any suggestion, or any seducing spirit. It's what I ask you, Father. I thank you for all these things, because this is how you're keeping us. We bless you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good prayer. Thank you for praying for us. Job and his comforters. They did a good job. God didn't throw them away. No, they didn't. No, they served God's purpose. They comforted Job as much as they could. And then they went through their little discourse and situation. But in the end, they were all helped. Job was helped, and his comforters were. All right? So be comforted. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.